Heading to San Antonio to talk to head basketball coach Eric Schilling joins us. Man, what a day it was yesterday. You guys put the hammer down on the defense to get the 27th state championship yesterday in San Antonio.
We did, yeah. It was a good day. I thought our girls were really, really prepared. They were in it mentally, and that's really all you want going into a game like that. They'd established a lot of momentum, coming off of their regional final and state semifinal games, which were really emotional games to come out on top in, and they just carried it through yesterday, and just really, really proud of their composure on that stage and finishing it all off the right way.
They really stayed focused. It sounded like yesterday the final was 43-28, and like we said, the defense was putting the hammer down there. You guys jumped off to a pretty big lead, too.
We did. That's kind of been a staple of this team, especially in the playoffs, especially against these good teams. So, that's huge. And, it really calms you down. It calms everybody else down as well whenever you can establish that lead. And then, defensively, kind of the same thing, too, as this team's been all year. They just make it really tough for opponents to do anything, to get anything going. And, whenever you're scoring on top of that, it really puts them in a tough spot, and fortunately, we were able to hit some shots early on. I think we were 5 of 6 from three in the first half. And really what Saltillo does defensively, it's really tough to work against, So luckily we were able to hit some shots and get some stuff in transition, which was kind of the plan to establish that lead. But yeah, our defense was prime, and that's what you need it to be in a game like that. Whenever you hold an opponent to, I think they'd made 2 shots in the first half and the rest were free throws. So, whenever you do that and score a little bit on top of that, it really puts you in a good spot, and then we kind of had our lulls offensively, and a lot of it had to do with Saltillo, with what they were doing defensively. So, but through all that, we stayed really composed and just were able to hold them off and finish it off the right way.
I think at one time they got within 10 points or so. So I'm thinking, man, here we go. And then you guys came right back.
Yeah, for sure. And that, I thought, they'd been in tough situations. They'd been in tough games where opponents kind of came back on them. But they definitely kept them at arm's length. And the thing with this team is everybody contributed well. I was able to run a lot of bodies out there to keep fresh legs out there because I wanted to play fast and get up and down. So nobody was rattled by it. Even the younger ones, they just stepped out there and did their job like they have all year, and it was just a really complete effort for us.
Talk about some of the seniors on the team.
Yeah, big game for them. I mean, Lexi Romaker, she hit the three to get us going, and I thought that was really big for her. It's big for us, but those seniors there, you want your leaders to be the most composed ones, and they were for sure, so Lexi had she was in a little bit of foul trouble, but she ended up with 4 points and had a couple rebounds. But what she did defensively for us that doesn't show up in the stats was huge. They had some good size inside, and she did a good job, just limiting them and not letting them get going. And, she had, I'm not sure how many blocks, but, just kind of what she's been for us all year. And then, Maddie Brockman, just our steady one, our point guard that really keeps us composed and really makes us go on both ends of the floor. Just you look at her numbers and it's just a typical game for her. She had 8 points and 7 assists or 6 assists, and then led us in rebounding at 7, she's just one, just like she has been all year. It's hard to have her off the floor just because how she makes everybody else better, it was cool to see them finish the game just doing what they do, just a very typical game for them to get them a state championship on their way out of here.
27th title for Nazareth. That's pretty cool. I'm not sure that's been done by anybody else, even in Texas or around the country. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's we've held the public school national record for a while now, and it's nice to just keep adding on to it. I think Canyon is the one behind us in the state at 20. Just goes to these kids and everything they do for this program and their willingness to be coachable and work hard and just know how to win. So we've obviously got a really good thing going here, and I'm I'm proud of the ones that did this. I'm thankful for the ones that came before us, and I'm really excited about the ones in the future to keep this going.
You guys were blowing and going. What'd you tell them at halftime?
You know, it was really just kind of figuring out, you know, we tried a lot of different things offensively. You know, and we had a good lead, but it was a deal. We weren't going to relax and give them any hope that they could get back in it. And, you know, still kind of coaching and then kind of working as players to figure out what works best for us, you know, and keep doing little things that we're doing. You know, there's little things that we needed to do better. We had too many turnovers in the first half, and I think that kind of comes with what they did defensively, but also kind of handling the jitters of a game like that, you know. But, yeah, really it was just, you know, keep moving the ball, keep moving yourself, purposeful movement, and you know, just keep working defensively. And you know, we had some foul trouble we had to take care of, and, you know, mainly that and the turnovers, you know, and just being confident shooters and working for good shots. So nothing crazy, which there usually isn't on our part. You know, it's usually just do what we do a little bit better, and we'll be okay.
When are you guys going to be heading back this direction then?
We're going to load the bus and get in about an hour, and then we'll eat some breakfast and get on the road here at about an hour and a half. You know, that'll put us there at Littlefield for our boys' game in plenty of time. So it's always good whenever we get back and support our guys. So it's always a good way to end the trip, you know. So hopefully they can kind of keep things going too.
Safe travels back to Littlefield, and we'll say hello again next week and kind of recap the whole season.
All right, that sounds great.